What is life whispering in your ear? You know, I always say this, do not mess with the universe, because the universe comes with this really big volume knob, and it has the ability to crank the volume to get your attention. You know, initially it might give you a nice little tap on the shoulder and maybe whisper something in your ear, Mark, you might want to do this or not do that. And then what happens is we get so busy in life, we're caught up, we're thinking all kinds of things, we're binge watching Netflix shows, we're, you know, scrolling social media, we don't hear the whisper. So the universe kind of goes, okay, I'm going to crank it up a couple notches. Like I said, big volume knob. So all of a sudden that little tap becomes a little shove, and maybe it's a little pain in your body, maybe it's a little heartburn, maybe it's a headache issue or something out pictured in your life that's disharmonious. And once again, because so many of us get caught up in the busyness of life, we don't heed the message, we don't hear it, so the knob even goes up louder, to the point to where it finally gets your attention, to where you have no choice but to look and hear what is being said to you. Yeah, you don't want to mess with the universe. That volume knob is big. I've had many instances over the course of my life where I've heeded the calling after the volume got cranked to level 9, 8, 10, maybe even sometimes. And I can even think of a point in my life, you know, I grew up as were many of us, you know, we're told we go get a job, we work our way up the ladder, we make more money, we're going to be more happy, content, fulfilled when we have that shiny car and that home and all that good stuff. And that's what I bought into. And over the course of 19 years, I was in the semiconductor industry, you know, executive management, sales, the whole shot, entry level, all the way, worked my way all the way to the top. And I got those bells and whistles, and I got that shiny car, and I got that home. And I'm like, why am I feeling this discontent? Why am I feeling like there's something more to life? Why is this not fulfilling me? I've done everything that I was told that I needed to do, have the portfolio, all that stuff. Why am I discontent, unfulfilled, unhealthy, overweight, stressed out, and lacking peace of mind? And so over the last 5 years of that 19-year career, I started getting messages. First, the tap on the shoulder, and then it became more shoves, and then maybe I got a kidney punch or two, and then, of course, ultimately, the worst is when the 2x4 comes out, and you have no choice but to look at it. And so over the course of years, no matter what I tried to do, no matter what kind of shiny car I got or invested in what stock or whatever, nothing would quench that discontent. Nothing would make it go away. And finally, one night I come home and there's Dr. Lara in the hallway with the look. You know, we're married almost 23 years now. And let me tell you, we all know our significant others have the ability to communicate so much with just a look. And Dr. Lara is a master at it. And so I come home, there's the look, a very specific look. It's the, I'm going to hit you with some truth look. And I'm like, oh man, here it comes. And she just got up in my face and she said, you know what? I don't give a damn how much money you're making. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream? And as much as I wanted to argue and find fault with what she said, she was right. And I knew it. I knew I was being called to something else, because along with those nudges and the shoves and stuff from the universe, there was also this part of me that wanted to help people on their journey through life. I loved coaching people. I loved connecting with people that I worked with and sharing wisdom and little pieces of insight and stuff to help them to move past their challenges, their breakdowns, and ultimately help them to create some shifts and some breakthroughs in their own experience. I had a passion for that. But at that particular point in time, I didn't really see it as being something viable you could go pursue as a career. So my question for you is, where are you getting the nudges? Where are you getting the whispers? Have you put yourself into a way of living life that isn't working anymore? This is happening for so many of us right now because of the consciousness shift that's taking place, the energetic shift that's taking place on the planet, the old way of doing things, the old paradigms are increasing with discontent, are increasing with this, it's not fulfilling anymore. It's not satisfying me. I have to go pursue and do something else. So perhaps maybe you've been getting those callings and maybe you're not listening to the heedings. I don't want you to ever get to the point where you look like you're dead in your eyes because you're not being true to your soul's passion, your soul's calling. So look at your life right now. Are you happy? Are you content? Are you fulfilled? Are you grateful for everything it is that you're expressing in yourself? And ultimately, are you being pushed, nudged, shoved in a new direction? And with that new direction definitely comes fear, resistance, all kinds of excuses to not move in that direction. Take a deep breath, move in that direction anyways, and look to see what unfolds for you. So with that being said, I want you just to breathe in some notes and just contemplate that. Where's life moving me in a new direction? Where is life pushing me, shoving me, directing me? Deep inhales. What's life whispering in your ear? We're all being called to a new level right now. There is such a tremendous shift that is taking place on the planet today. A shift moving us to higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of awareness, higher levels of how in which we express ourselves, what we feel and what we think about ourselves when we look in the mirror. That heating, that calling, that volume knob is getting cranked up for so many of us right now. So what I want to do is I want to encourage you to listen. Encourage you. Don't make me send Dr. Lara over to your house to give you the look, okay? You don't want to go there, all right? Listen to those heedings. I guarantee you that amazing things will open. And out of that hallway, out of that incident, I finally came up with enough courage to leave an industry, a position that probably would have taken my life by now if I had continued on that path, and yet ultimately revealed to me so much of my own gifts, talents, abilities to harmonize energy, the gift behind the music, and none of that would have revealed itself if I hadn't listened to the shoves, the nudges, the whisperings, the hollerings, Dr. Lara in the hallway that made me go down that path. And ultimately opened up to something I would have never even dreamed possible and wouldn't have even been in my highest thought process of possibilities. The universe is moving you in a new direction. Are you listening? So, hey, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, I invite you to hit that subscribe button. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Every week, bringing out little music, mindset, stories, activations to help you in your ascension process, help you to expand your awareness, your consciousness, and begin to live life on a whole different level. And if you haven't downloaded your free track of music, make sure you go to markromeromusic.com/gift, markromeromusic.com/gift, and download your track of high vibration music and start shifting your energy and revealing the divine masterpiece within you. Take care. Have a harmonious day.